I'm Dave Mozeleski. I had surgery where I had my adenoids removed, my tonsils, my deviated septum fixed, my palate adjusted, and that little punching bag thing cut out as well. The doctor called it the Roto-Rooter surgery. And when we were preparing for it, he told me that I'd be out for a week. Surgery would be done on a Friday, be out for the entire week, be fine after that. When I woke up the second Sunday after the surgery, thinking that I was going to be okay and going to work the next day, my throat was on fire, my nose was on fire, I was freaking out, painkillers weren't helping. My then-girlfriend, now-wife, had to call the doctor and actually get Xanax prescribed for me because I was just such a hot mess. And when she talked to the doctor on call just said, no, they should have told him he'd be out for 2 weeks solid. Because that surgery as an adult is just, no, it's not pleasant. It was the worst pain I felt in my life from after the surgery was that Sunday when I thought I was going back to work Monday. So I thought something was wrong. I thought the stitches came out. I thought it was an infection. And just mentally, I was just freaking out and really had to be reeled in and pulled back.
I think that that's true. I think it's real. Surgeons really do underestimate what's going to happen to patients.
You'll be out a week. That's it. Just take the 1 week off.
I'm Joe Beiske. I am the Associate Executive Director of the American Board of Surgery. I'm a surgeon at the University of Pennsylvania. You know, I was in practice for 20 years, not always emergency surgical services, the kind of practice where you saw the patient ahead of time, talked to them, did their surgery, and saw them after. And what I saw over time is it really takes a lot out of you, even minimally invasive surgery, which is the surgery with little incisions, which kind of gives the impression that it should be nothing. But it sets off a whole cascade of what's called a catabolic response, where your body perceives itself as having been attacked, and it changes how you use energy. And so people are very tired. They have pain a lot of the time, although that's very wildly variable how long that lasts. And often they get depressed. They have other side effects like loss of appetite, loss of food enjoyment, which in itself becomes depressing. And that all follows a pretty predictable trajectory. And I do think that surgeons neglect to tell their patients about it.
But why?
Why do we neglect to tell them about it? Well, they don't teach it in medical school, so you have to observe it and sort of pay attention to it. And so I kept hearing the same stories. You know, I'm so tired. I just feel like there must be something wrong. You know, why am I back to myself? And I just noticed, you know, I would see people 2 weeks after their surgery and 6 weeks after their surgery, and sometimes between if they were worried. And I was like, oh, you know what? They all get better. They all complain of that sort of 3.5, 4 weeks after their surgery. And then at 6 weeks, they're fine. And so I started telling them. I was like, you know, I don't think there is anything wrong with you. Why don't you call me in 2 more weeks? And because I think you're going to feel fine. And they would call and be like, you're right. You know, it just like lifted. I don't really know what happened. So then I started telling people, you know, it'll be 6 weeks before you really feel fully yourself.
Do you think surgeons maybe want to take people's fear away? You know, if you tell me beforehand, you're not going to feel well for 6 weeks, I might think, ugh. Do I want to really do the surgery at all?
So I did actually have patients. You know, some people go around and interview a lot of surgeons before they have surgery, especially for elective surgery, which is fine. And occasionally I would have someone come in. I'd say, you know, 2 weeks out of work, 6 weeks before you fully feel yourself for this operation. And that does vary according to the operation to some extent. And they'd say, well, you know, the guy down at the other hospital told me, you know, 2 days out of work and, you know, I'd be fine in a week. So why should I come to you? And I was like, it's not a difference in the operation, you know, it's a difference in the preparation. So I don't know. I do think that surgeons as a breed, you know, we kind of take it on the chin ourselves. You know, most of us trained in an era of time when you worked 120 or 140 hours a week. There's a lot of self-sacrifice. You went to work sick. You went to work in pain. You went to work on crutches when you broke your leg. So I think there's a little bit of a, I can do it, you can do it too. And I think we generally don't see people in the suffering phase. It's not that it's malevolent or reckless. I think it's just somewhat uninformed. We have this like, you're going to be fine, you're going to be fine, you're going to be fine. And they are going to be fine. It's just going to take them a little bit longer than they expect.
Are surgeons as a group talking about this? Is there any interest in maybe informing patients better or having longer conversations?
I'm going to have to say no. It's just, you know, they just don't perceive it as really a problem. As long as in the long run you're okay, and as long as you've got some sort of way to take care of yourself. You know, no surgeon likes to discharge a patient to home alone. Most hospitals don't really allow that. There's supposed to be someone to be with you. And so we just figure someone will take care of it. They'll get better. We'll hear about it if they don't get better. That's sort of where it lies. I don't think there is much thrust on better education.
So do you have any advice for patients who are going into surgery? So if the surgeon says this, and maybe they're hearing from other people who've gone through that surgery who say a totally different thing, where do I find the truth?
Well, so you should listen to your friends who've been through something similar, because most surgeons have not had all the operations that they do. Everything should be taken seriously. You should count on it taking longer to recover than you think it will. And you cannot win by pushing. You can't win by pushing. You have to relax and let nature take its course. So, you know, again, I would say 2 weeks before you can really functionally do a good job at a desk job, longer if you do a physical job, 6 weeks before you're really truly yourself again.